Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Catch it in from the corner.
Wolf and Luke.
Brings the boom and catching bodies on his way to the rack.
Suns, game day with K-Ray.
I'm ready for whatever.
Brought to you by America Roofing, Arizona's number one roofer. They've got you covered. Visit online at americaroofing.com for a free estimate or 10% off any roof repair.
All right, game three tonight at Footprint Center. Wolf, we were talking earlier, if things don't start going well here, we may not have any more Suns games on this show, at least for the season. By the time we get back on Monday, they could be out. Or the series could be tied at two apiece if they do get going tonight. Joining us on the Arizona Sports Line for Game Day with K-Ray is Suns broadcaster Kevin Ray. Kay, what's going on?
Hey, happy Friday, boys.
Yes, yeah, indeed,
it Kevin. It is a happy Friday. All right, let's start with the difference between game two and game one. I know the result was the same, and that's really all that matters in the playoffs. But did you see the Suns make any improvements from the opener into game two on Tuesday night?
Yeah, and let me just say, going back to your lead in there, Luke, I've already got next Tuesday. I got time blocked off for our conversation.
Nice.
Okay, so that's
nice.
That for first and foremost, like, I got you guys on the books.
All
so.
Right.
You know, I'm going to go full Ted Lasso on you here. Believe, like, it has
yes.
to start with belief, right? Yeah, you know, in talking about game two, what I saw and what they certainly need more of is what we saw in the second quarter. You know, they had their first 30-point quarter of this series. But, you know, it's all has been undone, and you know, I feel like it's Groundhog Days, guys. But, and I know you've touched on it already, but you know, all that hard work gets undone when you just gift one basket after another, and those gifts come in the form of turnovers, and that's really what, you know, started to create the unraveling dynamic there in the third quarter, and then certainly, you know, was underscored even more in the fourth quarter.
Kay, you know me, and the way I hate to use the terminology of must win, unless it is a must win. But do you see game three as a must win?
Oh yeah. Yeah, and look, we can all sit here and say there's a first for everything, and yes, there is, but you know, statistically, and you know, I don't like to use analytics a whole lot, but analytically and statistically speaking, a 3-0 deficit, you know, is it's not good.
Yeah, it's
not
bad.
Good for that
it's
team that's in that
bad,
three
Kay.
Holes. So it's very yeah that is DEFCON 4 red. You know, put everybody on high alert. So yeah, tonight is a must win.
We're talking to Kevin Ray. It's game day with K-Ray. Kay, they always say that role players in the NBA play so much better at home than on the road. And, you know, for the longest time, I was like, well, that seems like a weird coincidence. I've just accepted it as fact at this point because it is. So when you look at the Suns team, is there one or two role players that stands out to you as guys that might be able to swing this in the Suns' favor tonight?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, right now Grayson is listed as questionable. I do think, because the guy is absolutely tough as nails, that he's going to try to give it a go. You know, unless there's been, you know, a flare up. Now, giving it a go and being effective are two completely different things, because, you know, because they're in kind of dire straits and it is a must-win situation, you know, even if Grayson goes, you as a coach have to really evaluate relatively quickly, okay, is he still a benefit to himself and to this team, or is his being out there, you know, creating bad situations for us defensively? And like I say, man, I will never question Grayson Allen's toughness. You know, just in talking to some folks in the organization, like, this guy is an absolute gamer. But you also have to look at, like, okay, how effective can he be? So to that question then becomes, you know, okay, who gets more minutes? Will it be Royce O'Neal? Will it be Eric Gordon? And I would say the answers to both of those are yes. You know, you love the fact that Eric snapped out of his shooting funk and had a solid game. And that's what made the game two loss, I think, at least for me, guys, all the more frustrating, is because you held Karl Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards to two of their worst postseason performances. Incredible. Since they've been playing together. And it's not a lot, but you did everything you needed to get that win. You got a strong outing from Eric Gordon. And even as poorly as they played offensively, you know, you were still in a position to win that game, if for not your own problems, which is the turnovers. And I hate to keep harping on that, but this team has played well enough to win both of these games, as crazy as it sounds. So if they can come in, minimize the turnovers, because their defense, you know, has not been terrible. They've just been exposed because of the turnovers. So, you know, I think for me, Royce O'Neal, Eric Gordon are two guys who not only need to provide the offensive lift for you, but, you know, bring some grit defensively as well.
Of the starters, who needs to step up? Of the big three in particular, who do you think needs to step up, Kay?
Well, you got to say Book. Look, this is his team. This is his team. This is his time. At least historically, it's been his time. But, you know, credit Minnesota with their defensive game plan, with their length. They're two best guys in terms of plus minus. And, you know, I don't put all my eggs in the plus minus category, but it's something that can't be denied. Their right. two best guys in plus minus are, you know, Jaden McDaniels and Alexander Walker. So you've got one guy who's not known to be a scorer, who comes off the playoff career high, and Alexander Walker, you know, a guy who has, you know, just kind of checked every box for them. So to me, it's a combination of Book and this coaching staff, because this coaching staff has got to find ways to get him better, easier looks. But when you look at outside of that first game this season against Minnesota, where he went for 31, he has, you know, he's averaging barely over 16 points per game, and he's shooting about 40% from the field. So, you know, this is his time. This is his team. So to me, it starts with Book.
Okay, great stuff, man. We'll talk
Thank
to you.
You
we'll definitely talk to you on Tuesday, because we already blocked out the time.
That's right. Put it in the books, baby.
All right.
Good on, Kay. Thank you, bro.